Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen with our community conversation this morning. Joining me here on the line, I have from New Hampton Economic Development, Assistant Economic Development Director Megan Baltes join me. Megan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Rob.
Absolutely. So we managed to catch up a little bit via email and talk about, well, what's going on for this weekend.
Yeah. So we're excited. We had this idea thrown at us a few different times, and so we finally found a time to be able to run with it. We are doing a fall ride festival. It is this Sunday, October 2nd, from 4 to 6 p.m. Everything will be out at Michelson Park. We have a shelter there that's like our trailhead. It's kind of like on the backside of the baseball diamond. And so the main part of it will be golf cart rides along the trail for those that can't bike or walk and would like to see the trail. But then we're also trying to bring the whole community together, I guess you could say, and we'll have like a free will donation meal, kids fall activities, different stuff like that.
Excellent. Just kind of looking at the flyer here of all kinds of things going on here. You're encouraging students, families, walk and bike enthusiasts, or pretty much just the general public just to come out and have a good time.
Yeah. And the weather is looking promising right now for a nice fall Sunday afternoon. So that hopefully will stay in our favor. And we have all sorts of kids activities. We are having face painting, the balloon man's coming, different pumpkin ring toss, some pumpkin bowling, different things like that.
Absolutely. Megan Baltes joining me here from New Hampton Economic Development here on 95.1 The Bull. Again, that's the Fall Trail Ride there. That's the Tribe Trail Fall Ride Festival, coming up here this Sunday. Now, in case, Mother Nature decides to kind of throw a little bit of a curveball at us, is there going to be maybe a rain date just in case?
Yes. Yep. So if something would get thrown in the forecast and it does rain, October 9th, so the following Sunday, is when the rain date will be.
Yes. And we will definitely be thinking positive because we all want to have a good time here this weekend. And the donations, where are they going to for this year's festival?
Yeah, so everything that is donated will be put towards phase 3, which is the final phase of our trail project. We've raised about $390,000 so far, and the total project for phase 3 is just under $600,000. So we're getting closer, and we will be, I am applying for grants and different things like that, but all the money raised through this will go towards what's needed to complete phase 3.
Now, Megan, there's also probably one of the big portions of the festival this year is the pumpkin decorating contest. Could you elaborate more on that?
Yeah. So a committee member came up with this idea. It's for all ages, and we have different age groups that the judging will go by and prizes for each. Basically, decorate a pumpkin however you like. If you want to carve it, paint it, put glitter on it, maybe put a wig on it, whatever creative juices you have flowing, decorate your pumpkin, bring it out to Michelson Park Sunday morning from 10 to noon. We will have a trailer sitting there. You can put your pumpkin on there, and then we'll have a panel of judges that will judge them. And we'll contact the winners then.
Yeah, and I'm very, it's very funny that you have these different age groups too for all the judging there. What are some of the names that you have for these age groups?
Yeah, so we tried to get creative with that. So we have the Little Boos, which are ages 1 to 6, the Jack-o'-lanterns, which are ages 7 to 12. Scarecrows, which is ages 13 to 19, and then the witches, which is ages 20 and up.
That seems quite, it's funny you put down witches because I know coming up this weekend, I know a lot of families are excited about that new Hocus Pocus sequel that's going to be on Disney Plus. So how time-worthy right there.
No kidding.
Absolutely. So more information there, Megan, whether it be for the pumpkin decorating contest or the festival, how can we learn more?
Sure. Yep. Well, we have it posted on your website, 951 The Bulls calendar. It is also on our city website, newhamptonia.com. It's on our trail Facebook page. Several people have been sharing it. So if you go on Facebook, you should be able to find it that way. Or you can call our office, 641-394-2437.
All righty. Well, sounds good. Megan Baltes again joining me here this morning, Assistant Economic Development Director for the New Hampton Economic Development here. And we look forward to, again, a great turnout coming up and plenty of pumpkins that'll be decorated for this weekend.
For sure. Thank you, Rob.